Angry Goddess, Chapter 2, Ashesh 9. Seeing the queen beat the surrendered, sobbing, nay blubbering, heavenly king with total impunity and feminine pomp, grandeur and majesty as if he were her abject slave boy and she was the real monarch of heaven, the goddess of the oceans was also emboldened to lay into the lord of the ocean's backside. And soon the creatrix started beating the white-bearded creator, who was always lustily looking at his feminine creations with his lingam stroke penis all erect. The wives and goddesses all took ownership of their respective husbands and boyfriends and followed suit. But the angry goddess hadn't yet arrived. Whereas the creator god's wife started screaming at her humbled, chastened, white-bearded creator Abhi, and you married a 16-year-old milkmaid in front of 33 crore gods in a heavenly attempt to humiliate me, didn't you? You cheated on me and you went in for a second marriage. I will teach you, you blubbering old lecher. Smash, smack, whip, slash. And he begged, oh my mistress, oh my queen, mercy, mercy. This white-bearded old man begs thy mercy, oh my mistress. I will always, always stay faithful to thee. I shall never look at 16-year-olds anymore. I shall never get married again. Please have mercy. Oh, well. All the male gods were having surrendered orgasms and ruined orgasms as their wives' clitoris expanded into 18-inch male dicks approximation and so pseudo dicks into 4 dicks or pretend dicks. All the male rectums were pierced sharply and sweetly by their divine mistresses, by their goddesses, who are now their owners. And the sweet pain of being pierced on the rectum and into the prostate gland again and again by these powerful clits drove them more and more into surrender, into masochistic mode, into ruined orgasm, as heavenly precum dribbled out of their penile, out of their phallus. And again, their prostate gland was cleansed of all the carcinogenic toxic precum, the dangerous fluid. But the white semen, their major testosterone, their masculinity, their manhood, was restored to them, was retained in themselves in a very chaste manner as the mistresses fucked their backsides, but their penises only ejaculated the precum, not the white, because their penises were not receiving any stimulation at all. The entire thing was milking of the prostate. So the copious amounts of transparent, viscous, thick precum flew out so that their prostate glands became lighter, leaner, meaner and healthier. They were really free from the divine curse of prostate cancer, which they were to suffer endlessly because they were divine beings and they were not subject to death. And even as they were being humiliated thusly, the divine engineer of the gods, the divine artisan of the gods, was being beaten by his wife, his mistress, his goddess, into making or engineering or creating heavenly divine chastity cages, CB 2000s, was meant for all the gods, and each was fitted by his mistress come wife into chastity. From then on, the gods could not go on cheating, raping, or plundering any mortal woman or any sage's wife, or by changing their shape into somebody's husband's shape. They could not entice or sodomize or rape any innocent wife anymore, because now their penises were totally under the control of their goddesses, their mistresses, their owners. And the keys, as usual, was hanging in the delicious, luscious cleavage between the two mounds of heavenly, goddessly breasts. And they were totally at the abject mercy of when they would be unlocked, so that they could service their owners, their mistresses, their goddesses. And slash, smack, all around the divine spanking was going on, and the divine deflowerment was going on. It was a love fest. Suddenly the great goddess arrived. She looked at the surrendered, majestic, macho glutes of her humble slave boy, the great god of destruction, and a wave of lust overcame her. She totally lost her anger, her demoniacal energy, and she flung herself on top of him. She did not even waste time spanking him. She plunged her clitoris into the depths of that eternal asshole. She raped his eternal divine prostate gland. She became the mistress of his divine boy pussy, and she totally lost her anger. She became sweet. She became submissive. She became wifely. Even as her anger shot out of her clit, she gushed out all her anger, all her feminaziness, all her feminism, and she became sweet, coy, demure, feminine again. And she suddenly stood up and said, "My master, my lord, grip my backside. Please, take me. I'm yours. I'm your coy, demure, sweet, adoring girlfriend, your consort, your wife again. Squeeze my ass, and I will squeeze it, tenderly squeeze your balls." And her master, her lord, her husband, stood up, smiled inscrutably, and grasped her buttocks and smacked them. And she tenderly squeezed his balls. And thus they lived happily ever after, gazing adoringly at each other. Him squeezing her ass, her squeezing his balls tenderly. Sometimes she became pain sluggish and begged to be spanked and yearned roughly, and then he would smack her ass with strong palms. And she said, "My master," and he said, "Yes, my slave girl, who is also my mistress." And she tenderly squeezed his nuts, and he felt divine pleasure, and pre-cum shot out of his penis, and his white semen, his tejas, his power, his shakti, his testosterone, his masculinity was retained in himself, and he remained masculine, macho, forever and ever, and she remained feminine, sweet, submissive, forever and ever. Amen. Om Shanti. Bye-bye. Ashish 9.